Welcome to the Irish Mummy Podcast, where we get real about marriage, motherhood, business and success. The show where you get to know that you don't need to choose between motherhood and success. Welcome to the Irish Mummy. On today's episode, we're talking all about how we lost 42 pounds in
12 weeks.
12 weeks.
Now, before you try to claim the majority of those pounds, I don't know whether I should be proud about having to lose that many pounds.
So I lost 15 pounds.
I'm down 27.
So
I look like a 16-year-old boy.
So it's kind of interesting because Adam started the nutrition plan 3 weeks before me and I started exercising 3 weeks before him. Mm-hmm. So Adam, it was really interesting.
So I started at 80.2 kilograms and I'm down to 68 flat, nearly 68 point.
Wow.
Something.
I'm not going to say my weight because I don't think it's appropriate for a girl.
No, but I just, I gave it in kilograms. You know what I mean? So okay. I'm down what 12 point something kilograms.
So this is really interesting. We got to America and to be honest, we had been like pretty healthy and eating well before that. But what happens when you're trying to move country? Is it?
I hadn't been.
Okay. Well, you're literally trying to do a million things at once. And I suppose as a couple, there's. Yeah.
And then you, when you're, so this is the fourth. So it was like Australia to Ireland. I'm not talking about your moves.
Yeah.
Australia to Ireland, one. Ireland to Portugal, 2. Portugal to Ireland, 3. Ireland to America, 4.
4.
When you move countries and you're out of your routine, you eat for convenience.
But the other thing as well is when you're moving country, it's the paperwork. It's the...
Oh, my gosh.
The contracts. There's just so much administration.
Taxes, accountants, lawyers, visas,
and then there's
banks,
all these
phones.
Decisions. And the interesting thing is that...
Even getting simple things, Rosie. Like...
Your food. Where are you going to order your food?
Getting the electricity on.
Yeah.
Just, gas, sewage, water.
It's all these little things.
Trash.
So when we got to America, so we had obviously done this a few times. We were like used to that kind of a grind and we kind of liked the excitement to moving. So it kind of balances out. But when we got here this time, I was like, okay, we were trying to wonder like how we were going to get started. And this is interesting. I had a complete block with the food, but I didn't with the exercise. Now the food, the reason why I had a block with the food was because one was like trying to know.
We and, like food.
No. But trying to get to find out where you can get your food. So like how to order, when to order, when you could get shopping, like bringing the kids,
and
it online.
And we've spoken before about like there's overwhelming choice here.
So what was happening was it wasn't that we were like eating out loads and getting takeout. It was just that like, you know, when you have like those basic ingredients in your house, like bread, Nutella, cereal, like cheese, just like kind of comfort food. It's like you're trying.
I love how you put Nutella as a basic ingredient.
Well, the kids, because Adam gets it for the kids' Saturday pancakes. But what would happen is, say you've got all your fruit and veg and healthy food in your fridge. When that would run out and you're not in your routine, getting your fridge stocked back up is hard. So then you go to the staples that are like in your freezer or in your pantry. So it was very hard to fully commit to a good diet. So that was the first thing. But the exercise for me, I'm like, right, I'm just going to start with the exercise because once I get that down pat, I'll get the food fully cleaned out. So like, even though my food was 70% good, the 30% was kind of hard for me. But then Adam's friend told him about nutrition program he was on. And this was the key thing. They sent you 70% of your food, which meant...
Well, the first thing he said to me was, dude, this is hard. I don't want to tell you about it.
Yeah.
He said, it's really hard.
And he was not lying.
He said, I don't want to ruin our friendship over this because he said it's really, really difficult.
And it was interesting because he was really slim and
he's lost 30 pounds.
But I just assumed
like
he'd always been that slim. I couldn't remember him being bigger. And then he said he'd done a nutrition program. So Adam started investigating that. And to
and
be honest,
decent financial investment.
But the interesting thing is when I saw Adam get the food to the house and I saw him eating it, I was in exercise, I wasn't in the food yet. I'm like, I would never tolerate that right now. Like, I just emotionally wouldn't be able to eat that little
cup of soup for a meal.
It just this crazy stuff. And I'm like, I just wouldn't be able to tolerate that. But then what happened was I was starting to get energy from the exercise, but Adam was starting to drop weight. So I was like,
a lot of weight. 6.5 pounds.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch Adam for another week or two, and then I'll just change my food back to my normal healthy. But then it was just so weird because everything was so different and so new. My old way of eating just felt too boring for me. I'm just like, it's not going to be enough to satiate me because the hunger I have is emotional. It's not physical, which means that I need different foods that I'm not used to eating to actually lose weight.
Break the chain.
So then Adam's like, so I knew this is so funny. So I went on this website and these like websites that like send you the ingredients and then you cook the meals at home. And I was going on looking for foods that like I could have, the kids could have, whatever. And Adam comes in, he's like, Rosie, you just need to do what I'm doing.
No, we need to backfill some context here. So you got invited to speak at a really big event in front of like nearly 10,000 people plus. So you had it then. You went from like on your journey.
Had I been asked yet?
No. Yeah. Because then you had a timeline. You had a deadline for your transformation.
Before and that was that, when I committed.
That was the catalyst. And you're like, how am I going to do this? And I'm like, you need to do what I've done. And at that stage, how far in? I'd lost like 15 pounds. Because I dropped like 20 pounds in 6 weeks, give or take 21. And you're like, I said, Rosie, this is...
You've got 6 weeks.
And this is how committed I because I knew how important, obviously, talking in front of that many people is a big deal. But if you've heard our podcast before, go back and listen to some of our budgeting ones. But I used my money, my own little Adam savings stash to pay for my nutrition plan.
Okay.
We knew how important this was for Rosie, that we did this out of our general savings.
It didn't even come out of my budget.
Didn't even come out of Rosie's budget.
It came out of the family one because my mental health was important.
Mama's mental health is the most important.
So thank you, Adam. I forgot about that. So I need to thank you live on the podcast. Thank us. But this is other interesting thing. When I decided to do the program and the food came, it was so different to food I'd been eating for the past 2 or 3 years. That I was actually kind of excited because my meals were pre-planned. There was only really dinner that I needed to sort out. And that was like always limited. So I knew what it was going to be. But I was eating stuff that I wouldn't normally get to eat. So even though it was less and it was different, I was enjoying it because it was different. And because it was different, it felt tastier. Like when you eat something different.
Like the first week, I remember. So there was three parts to it. There was the exercise that Rosie had been doing. There was the food. And then there was some supplementation that you did as well, which you can touch on in a little bit. But the first week was really, really difficult because it was just basically cold turkey on sugar.
And
I remember like...
And for Miss Nutella over here, it was...
I was really angry. Like, remember at dinner time, like... I'd come in and I had to eat like at a certain time.
Oh yeah.
I'd make all my own food as well. Like it was on me. I made everything for myself. And like if anyone interfered
hangry
or tried to take some of my food because the portions
were so small.
I'm like, don't touch my flipping plate.
And it's so funny because even with the kids now, they're like, can I have no? It's like, and the funny thing is like if I was eating regular food, I would feel bad for saying that. But I'm like, kids, this is what we get to eat. Nothing else. You cannot have this food. And it was funny because yesterday Adam was like trying to give the kids some of my cereal. And I just came straight out and I'm like Mama Bear, no. And I was like, no. And Adam's like, but it's just, I said, no. But the reason why I was so firm with him was because I'm like, it's like the thing I talked about earlier when we got to America. If the food's not there and there's nothing to eat, you'll go to eat something different. if the kids think that they can have my stuff once, that's the boundary broken. It means that they won't eat any of their other food if they perceive mine to be tastier. So like I came out and I did feel bad, but I was really firm. I'm like, no, I made Adam put the food back into the carton just so Paddy knew that I was like 100% serious that my food was off limits. And it was interesting because then the following day, they didn't expect to get any of my food. But
funnily enough, they didn't like it and had to throw it out.
Well, the thing is, this is what the kids do. They, even if they don't like something, if they think they shouldn't have it, they automatically acquire a taste bud for it somehow overnight. So I was really firm that they just could not have our food because I just need to know that there's food there at the time we need it, when we need it, so that there's no... Because the thing about it is, if you have a little cheat here or there, that's one thing. But not having food.
But the cool, the thing that I really liked about it, and I, because I've switched into a different part of the plan now, is I got an email saying that because I'd achieved my goal, I qualified for
free maintenance,
free like checkups and nutritional coaching. Plans and coaching for life because I hit my goal. Ooh. And I'm like, that was just so epic. And so that was one key part. So if you are interested in that, we don't have any money or for anything like that, but just reach out. You have to live in the US because they ship the food and stuff like that.
It's a serious program.
Yeah, it's intense. Like I will try to talk you out of it before you do it because it's hard, but it's so worth it. Like yeah. I'm skinny again.
And then now Adam doesn't want to talk about this part only because he hasn't got to try it yet. But he's starting on Monday. So we got a phone call from doTERRA and they're like, oh,
you did.
I got a phone call.
What did I? Can't remember.
And they're like, okay, we've this new product range coming out. It's under clinical trials at the minute. Would Rosie test it out? And at the time, because I was exercising, getting up early,
a lab bunny,
and I was going on this like strict diet, I would have taken all the help I could get. And it was interesting because I was having to get up at 4:30 in the morning to exercise because it's the only time I could with the kids. And while I was getting up, and it was great, I was tired in the evening and I'd have to go to bed early. And then on the weekend, I might have to like nap on a Sunday. And
cat.
Then I started this product range. It's like MetaPower by doTERRA. And there was the advantage part, which was like collagen, vitamin C, all the things for like muscle and joints and things like that. Then there was this assist product, MetaPower Assist, and that was to turn fast carbs into slow carbs. So basically your sugar spikes that you get that, you know, cause you to be hungry or they cause aging in your body, all this stuff.
Just smooth them out.
It smooths them out. So what was happening was I then had this product range that made me have more energy to exercise. It stabilized my energy levels and it curbed my cravings, which was the exact thing I needed.
Yep.
To continue exercising, to continue eating well, and to get this like loop. So basically what doTERRA wanted was they wanted me exercising and they wanted me eating well and they wanted me getting good sleep. And it just was like this complete frenzy of a domino effect. It was like everything was just...
Plus you were still nursing, so it was really good to work with the nutritionist on a weekly basis. Yes. That would adjust. But and
like to lose weight a little bit slower than Adam.
And you could message and if you needed to tweak, like they were so good.
This was the other thing. Because I was nursing, I got to have a little bit more of, like I got to have different things than Adam. And it was so nice because it was tailored for nursing. So like I basically was nursing all through the night because Elijah was just such a feeder. Getting up at 4:30, full on day, going to bed at night. And it was...
You go to bed at night, do you?
Well, actually, I lie on my bed and I close my eyes for a period of time and then I get up and I nurse and then I go back and I close my eyes for a period of time and I nurse. He's finally
just about sleeping through the night.
He's just starting to sleep through the night.
Good man, Elijah.
But you know what? So this is the key thing with this weight loss. I had this affirmation, and I do affirmations for Adam's health as well. I don't know if he knows that, but I do them for Adam's health.
So proud of you.
But I felt like this, what's that thing about the universe conspires to make things happen when you make a goal? Literally, like the fitness, the reason why the fitness actually works out for me is because my cousin is on the West Coast of America. Oh yeah, East Coast, and we're on the West Coast. But because they're 2 hours ahead, I was like, okay, if I want to work out with her, I have to get up at 4:30. And then I was like, that actually would work out perfect if I could get up that early.
Yeah.
Didn't expect to get up that early.
So you just fly there in the morning and work out with some skin. No, they do it online.
So we do it online and Zoom. And it's so interesting because every, like without the Meta Power, I wouldn't be able to get up that early. But then without the Meta Power, I wouldn't have been able to do the, you know, the serious weight loss. So it's kind of like all these things came in together so that I could get the results as quickly as possible while still nursing.
Man, can you imagine? So my next goal now, and it's funny because what stimulated me to want to do this is the fact that, so I'm 39 in February. It feels crazy to say I'm going to be 39 in February because I'm still
alive. What age am I going to be? 38. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Am I 37?
Yeah. That's crazy.
I'm like,
you're still a hardy.
I'm 33. You're still a hardy. I actually still think I'm 28.
Yeah. Well, you still look beautiful.
Thank you.
And my grandfather, I remember my grandfather said to me, I can't remember how old I was, probably early 20s, said, whatever shape you're in when you turn 40 will set you up for success or failure for the rest of your life with your health.
Wow.
Because he said it only gets harder to maintain it. And he's 84 and in super crazy health.
Yeah, he's like in great health.
He's been dealing with some cancer. And it's only for the fact that his oncologist said that you're in such good health that they're able to do the treatment that they're doing.
Isn't that amazing?
Because he's got like the biological age of like a 60-year-old.
I can imagine.
He's a pest and amazing at the same time.
Yeah, he is.
He just never stops and to energize a bunny.
What's the word? He's like, his brain is just always
firing.
Always firing. Amazing.
Love you, PJ. But,
I love him.
And then, so I'm thinking, I'm going to be 39 in Feb. And then I started thinking, man, I need to turn my health around.
Yeah.
And I wasn't obese, but.
Because it's easy just to get relaxed. You know what I mean? Like, and the thing about it is when you have kids and, you know, late nights, kids coming into your bed, you're really busy. Like,
oh, we have so much on.
It's so easy to get overwhelmed. But I think the best thing about having the kids and why I love having little babies, but like when you have young children, you really have to get on top of your health after more and more after each child, because you want to give more to each children and then there's more to give to. So like just even today, I came home. We got in, we went to like a co-op with somebody for the homeschooling. We got in the door and I put Ezra into one high chair and I put Elijah into the other ones. And then the other kids were like running around. And then they're all like,
babies in high chairs.
I'm hungry. So I'm like going into the fridge, getting leftovers from yesterday, heating them up. Ezra roaring at me and then Elijah's down there like doing something. But this is the interesting thing. You'll have like the older kids asking you questions. But Elijah and Ezra, when it gets to the evening time, if Elijah cries for any reason, Ezra just gets upset. Like normally he doesn't. Loves Elijah. But Ezra just, because he's so tired.
Screams like a crazy man.
He's just crying. He was like, so I fed Ezra. Then I was heating up Elijah's food. And then like you'll have like a nappy and then you've like, you're trying to tidy up and then someone else is asking you for water. And then
just so everyone knows, I was out. I wasn't sitting at home watching telly.
But then you'll have like someone asking you a question and then they want your attention. They're showing you like a model they've made.
Story.
And then someone like handing you a pad, would you turn it on or put in the passcode? And like you've all this stuff. And like literally, your physical and mental health is so important in those moments because you're like running downstairs or trying to put a wash on. You have to be bouncing from thing to thing. And it's interesting because I've had times where like I've gone like to like just like burnout where I'm so tired. I'm just like, oh, let's just sit in the couch and nothing gets done. And that's fine for like short periods of time when nothing gets done. But like day to day, when you're like highly committed to lots of different things.
I'm waiting for you to loop this back.
You need to be at your physical peak.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
We're back.
But this is interesting because as you get older, that changes and it becomes harder to do it.
Yeah,
so it takes even more effort. So like you think about it now when you're younger, you just like, you say to yourself, I'm going to eat healthy, exercise, and then all of a sudden you're fit and healthy.
It's crazy because like,
now we need like a nutritionist, Metapower system, accountability buddy, a husband that helps you. Like now I need...
We need our own little support network.
That's exactly it. You know what I thought about? You need a village to lose weight now.
Yeah.
Not like to raise your kids, but like you need 100%. A village to lose weight. It's not like when you're in your 20s.
I'm excited to use the Metapower stuff. I'm going to start Monday. And just to lose these last couple of pounds of fat.
I've got 2 kgs I want to lose.
I'm going to be in the best, probably the best shape of my life.
I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to. Because
I'm excited for you because it means a lot to you.
You know, well, you know what? Like,
to your mental health as well as your physical.
Myself enough. Like yeah. With my physical fitness, I've always, held like I'm back. So capable, but I just operate at like 25 to 50%. So yeah. Now I'm like, I'm just going to do it just to see if I can do it.
Yeah.
So it's really good. So if you're interested in learning more about Metapower, just reach out to Rosie. Probably the best place to get you is on Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram.
Hit the DMs.
We're going to do more around it because I literally couldn't keep these results to myself. It's amazing.
But let's just back up for a sec. It's not just about weight loss. It's
oh,
not
no.
just about energy. Your skin is epic. You've always had, I love your skin. But like your skin just glows and you're not pregnant as far as we know.
And I think the main thing that I noticed was like when we came here, we just constantly had to make all these decisions about everything all the time.
Man.
And I just had this like focus and clarity and this joy.
Yeah.
And it was interesting because, you know, doTERRA were very clear. Like they were like, we don't want this to be a weight loss thing. Yes, people will lose weight if they have excess weight, but this is about
so much more
living healthier for longer. Like a lot of people are living a long time, but they're not in good health. It was all about the health and how can they, you know, turn off the aging process when we eat and, you know, just with other ingredients. And, you know, it's hard because like I did a post on Instagram and I'm like, yes, you can see notices in the picture with the before and after, like you can see that I've lost weight, but it wasn't about the weight loss.
Felt inside that was about.
Like I genuinely, the clarity and the focus and the joy I had, it spilled over into the kids. And that was like everything for me. Like that really was everything for me. And I think that's the thing I want for other people. You know what I mean? Like I see how like how tired my eyes were. And I just didn't look like me. And then all of a sudden I felt like me again.
And it's we found our support system.
Yes.
We found a nutritional protocol. You found your exercise. We found our, like, you found supplementation to support you on this journey. And I think that's the key is like, health is not just going to be one thing.
Yeah.
It's like balance.
And it's your desire to reach it. 100%. Like, one of the things that Metapower stands for was personal wellness realized. And for each of us, that's different. Like your personal wellness realized is going to look different to mine.
100%, because our goals are different. Our physiology is different.
But I think it comes down to why do you want to realize your full wellness potential?
I just want to be epic.
And I just
want to be the best version of myself.
You know what?
That's the example for our kids.
Yeah. What's the millennium? We know the people that live to 100. What are they called?
Centennial.
I'd love to be a centennial. A really healthy centennial. I look at those women who are doing like yoga, those like old women.
And you're like, no, it's epic.
I'm like, that is what I want. That's what I want to get to be able to slow down the aging process and get healthy enough to be that person.
So the best place to watch this journey, and I don't know if I have the courage to put a before and after up.
I think you do.
The way that you did, but maybe we'll see whether we'll give it a couple more months and see where I get to. But if you want to follow this journey and just get some tips and maybe some support, just Instagram's probably the best to get you, yeah, Rosie.
Yeah.
And watch this space.
Rosie. Oh, no. We always get this wrong. Rosie. The underscore Irish underscore mummy.
M-U-M-M-Y. Anyway, that's enough of us.
Oh my goodness, that is so funny. Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode. If you were looking for some ideas for what your wellness goals would be look like, grab a copy of my Journal to Joy, my 90-day goals, gratitude and affirmation journal to create a happy and abundant life at www.theirishmummy.com.
And also, you're going to have a bunch of cool tools to support women on this journey.
Yes, and they will also be coming up on my website.
So watch this slimmed down space.
Do, do, do.